And it was not tipped. Bulldogs checking. 3-1 Royal. Taylor Rick gets the whistle again. Rick with a low serve. It's fielded by Maxwell. Pass to the left side. And then the Bulldogs can't get it over on hit number three. A couple of low passes. And that makes it 4-1 Royal. Taylor Rick will serve. Steps up. Here's the line drive serve. Fielded by Maxwell. Lewis sets it to the left side. It's up on the net and blocked down by Liza Kruger. And Royal takes a 5-1 lead. Kruger is the tallest player on the court. Will give the Bulldogs some maybe disadvantages height-wise here. Here's the approach and the serve by Royal. King with a pass. Lewis to the middle. And Wanless shot blocked down by Royal. Kruger and Gruen team on that one. And all of a sudden the Panthers are up 6-1. Timeout Ithaca. Opening set here. Sectional semifinal night from Ithaca. WRCO and WRCO.com.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires, to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Is underway. Bailey Wallace slams it over for the Bulldogs. Royal with a return trip. Gruen hits it back row. Popped up by Maxwell. King to the left side, and they're going to call her for a double hit. And that makes it 7-1 Royal. Bulldogs, McAngie was hoping that that timeout would kind of right the ship a little bit. Still kind of feeling the pressure a little bit. Royal with a serve. King with a dig. Lewis passes it left side. Muller for the kill, and it is out of bounds. That just missed the sideline, and that makes it 8-1 Royal. Kayla Rick will serve. Panthers up by 7. Rick with a line drive serve. King right in the middle, passes to Lewis. And now left side, Muller pounds it over. Fielded now by Royal. They'll get it to the middle. Kruger takes a shot, got it down. Liza Kruger makes it 9-1 with a big-time kill right there. She's got a couple of them. And Kayla Rick continues to serve for the Panthers. Here's the serve. And King gets a low pass on it. Lewis low pass. And Wallace can't get it. It's off the net. And it's 10-1 Royal. Panthers getting off the bus and swinging well here tonight against the host Bulldogs. 9-point lead for Royal. Here's the approach and the serve. King passes to Lewis. Back to the left side. Muller with a shot. Down it goes. And the Bulldogs turn the title a little bit. They're going to try to get it rolling on their side. First kill for any of the Bulldogs. Ari Lewis will serve. Line drives it far side, cut off by Klipstein. There's the pass by Wainwright, now bumped over by Kruger. King, now Lewis, left side, Wanless for the kill, and just out of bounds. Line judge right on top of it. It didn't miss by much, but it did. 11-2 now the score. Bria Gruen will serve. It goes left side and out of bounds. Service error for Royal. That makes it 11-3 Panthers. Serving for the Bulldogs will be Bailey Wanless. That means Tristan Peterson is in front left. Brinley Wanless in the middle. Here's the set by Royal. They bring it right side. Shot by Wainwright over the top. Muller gets the dig. Now gets it right back from Lewis. Drives it sideline, played by Royal. Back to the middle, Kruger for a swing. Shot is over, tipped by Royal, kept live, and they'll get it over. Nice recovery, Wainwright got it over. Here's the set to the middle, Peterson shot. Blocked by Royal, Bulldogs fighting for it. And now pushed over by Lewis. Royal gets it back to the middle, and they go left side, and there's going to be a double hit called on Royal. 11-4 the score. Panthers lead is 7 now. Here's the approach by Wanless. Cut off by Klipstein. Pass to the near side. Royal pops it back row. Played by Maxwell. There's the set to the left side. Muller for the kill down the line. Dug by Gruen. Now Klipstein's pass is wide and just over the antenna and out of bounds. Bulldogs score again. 11-5. They're within 6 here in the opener. Bulldogs gaining more confidence with each serve. Here's the serve. Fielded by Klipstein. Here's the set to the right side. Kruger takes it over, and down it goes. Liza Kruger gets it back to Royal for the side out. 12-5 the score. Rotating in is Madison Peterson for the Panthers. Serving is Ella Schrader, I should say. Schrader with a serve. Lewis back to the middle. Brindley Wireless pumps it over. Fielded by Royal. It hit the net, and then they get it over. Nice play by Rick. Bulldogs set it again. Left side, Muller for the kill. Tipped by Royal. Kept alive by the Panthers. To the near side, taking a shot. Out of bounds is Peterson, and the Bulldogs are within 6. 12-6 here in the opener. Jaden Boland, Bulldog back row specialist, is coming in. She will serve. J.C. Maxwell rotates back to the front. And Boland with a serve for Ithaca. That one is in. Whoa, that was close. Landed on the line for an ace. And that'll make it 12-7. Boland with an ace, and the Bulldogs are within 5. Here's the next serve. Near side fielded by the Panthers. Here's Klipstein getting the set. Kruger shot blocked. Back to Klipstein. Played on the right side. Taking a shot is Royal. King, good dig. Back to Lewis. Maxwell for the kill. That one is out of bounds. 13-7. 6-point edge for Royal, and they will serve. Elizabeth Klipstein gets the whistle. Here's the run-up and the line drive serve, and that's out of bounds. 13-8. Both teams have made some errors serving. Kaylee Newkirk comes in for the Bulldogs and will serve. Royal in the back row. They are leading by 13-8. Here's the score. Cut off by Gruen. Ball back to the right side. Punched over by Wainwright. Here's Boland. Lewis back to the middle. Peterson takes it over. That one is tipped by Royal. Tipped by Royal. And that makes it 13-9. Bulldogs get a point. Royal's captain asking the up official about that. The call stands 13-9, and Newkirk will serve again. Line drive ball to the far side. Klipstein sets it up. Here's the shot over and down for Leah Wainwright. That makes it 14-9. Leah gets her first kill. 5-point edge for Royal. They're back to serving now. Here's the serve. King tries a low pancake dig and can't get it. That's an ace. And Royal goes up 15-9. Wainwright scores Royal's first ace against the Bulldogs. Panthers back in front by 6. Here's the serve. Far side, King right on the line. Three balls it over. Slapped down over the top that time by Schrader. Bulldogs get it over on hit number 2 by Lewis. And now Klipstein sets it up to the right side, taking a shot. Oh, nice block by Peterson. Again, taking a shot is Gruen. Rainbows it over, dug by Newkirk. Pass to the left side, Maxwell, into the net. Tried to get it over the block and didn't get it quite high enough. And that'll make it 16-9, Royal by 7. Oh, some wacky things going on here. There's a jellyfish in the crowd. Jellyfish Halloween costume. There's the serve. Boland with a dig. Pass to the left side. Maxwell takes the angle. Cut off there by Schrader. Here's the pass to the left side, driven over. Boland gets a dig for the Bulldogs. Lewis to Maxwell, drives it over, got it down. 16-10, J.C. Maxwell gets the kill for the Bulldogs, and they trail by 6. Holly King will serve. Here's the line drive serve, dying quickly, dug by Schrader, push to the Bulldogs. Here's the set, Bailey Wanless drops it in. Saw an opening on the floor and found a place where Royal would be vulnerable, and she gets the point. 16-11 the score. Holly King with a run-up. There's the serve. Cut off by Schrader. Pass to the near side. Gruen shot blocked by Bailey Wandler. And the Bulldogs are within four. 16-12. And a timeout for Royal. They lead by just four. They've been up by as many as nine. This is high school volleyball. Sectional semifinal action from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Richland Center.
Bulldogs cheering as J.C. Maxwell just put a charge into one. It was blocked, tipped by Royal out of bounds, and the Bulldogs are within three. Here's a serve by Holly King, played now by the Panthers. Near side, shot over the top by Gruen. Diving dig, Bolin. Pass back to the left side, knocked over by the Bulldogs. Right side, Gruen tries again, got it through. 17-13. And Bria Gruen makes it a four-point lead for Royal. Liza Kruger is back in the front left for the Panthers. And they'll serve. Line drive serve, and it is just out of bounds. Bolin let it go. That was a wise move. And just like that, the Bulldogs are back within three, 17-14. Alyssa Muller is back in the front left. J.C. Maxwell will serve. Here comes the approach. Drives it over, diving dig Royal. They free ball it to the Bulldogs. Maxwell, Muller, and then Wanless gets it over. Cut off by Gruen. Slap back by Royal. That's four hits. And the Bulldogs are within two. 17-15. Ithaca was down 10-1 in this game and 11-2 by 9 points. Here's the serve by Maxwell. Cut off by Royal. Set back to Gruen, drives it in. She's a tough hitter, Bree Gruen. Makes it a three-point lead for the Panthers. 18-15, they are up. Royal will serve again. Kayla Rick gets the whistle. Rick with a line drive serve. Cut off now by King. Pass to the left side. Taking a shot, and the Bulldogs have it blocked by Royal, and down it goes. Kruger got the block kill, and her team goes up. 19-15. Royal will serve. Here it is. Far side. King gets the dig. Lewis back to the middle. Wanless drives it over. Good dig there by Rick. Back to Gruen. Takes a shot. Played by Maxwell. It hits the rafters. King makes the play. Far side. Muller gets it over. Great concentration. Panthers back to Gruen. Takes a shot. That one's out of bounds. 19-16. Bulldogs within three. Brinley Wanless back in the front left for the Bulldogs. And serving will be Ari Lewis. Lewis's serve. And Royal have a little trouble with it. Low passes. Oh, they get it over on hit number three. On a good hit by Klipstein. Here's the set. Wanless shot in for the Bulldogs. 19-17. Bailey Wanless puts a charge into one. The Bulldogs are within two here. Here's Lewis with a serve. Lay to the back row by Royal. Klipstein sets it up. Shot is by Gruen. Nice dig by King. Lewis back to the middle. Wanless. Nope. Over the shoulder. Hits the net and doesn't make it over. And it's a point for the Panthers. 20-17. Bree Gruen will serve. Line drive. Holly King makes the dig. Set on the left side. Punched over by Wanless. Oh, diving dig by Gruen. Back to the right side, Panthers. Taken over on a shot by Wainwright. King rights the ship, brings it over to Muller. She gets it over. The Panthers back to the middle. Kruger drives it in. 21-17. 17. Liza Kruger puts the charge into one. And Royal will serve again. Bree Gruen rainbows this over. Holly King gets the dig. Lewis sets it right side. Wallace the shot. Blocked down by Leah Wainwright. And Royal is back in front by five. 22-17. Timeout on the floor. Royal leads by five in the opening set on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Heartland Christmas Trees, your fresh connection for locally grown real Christmas trees during the holiday season, thanks you for your continued support. Heartland Christmas Trees is a family business serving the area since 1978 and features homemade wreaths, garlands, decorations, and free shaking and netting of your tree. Look for their Christmas season retail outlets throughout the area and enjoy a real tree from Heartland Christmas Trees. Heartland Christmas.
Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest you pay them than the interest they take in you. Richland County Bank, your local hometown bank, appreciates the chance to have you as a customer, but that's just the beginning. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's a part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service. If you're interested in a bank that's interested in you, Richland County Bank is the right choice. Member FDIC and equal housing lender. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Royal with a
serve. Some banks today are a whole lot more interested in the interest.
Fielded by Royal. They'll punch it over, and a lift is called. That'll give the Bulldogs a point back. That makes it 23-18. So Bailey Wallace is back to serve. Royal within two of going out. They have a five-point lead. Here's the serve. Fielded by Putstein and Schrader. Schrader hits it over and out of bounds. And the Bulldogs gain a second point in a row. 23-19, opening set. Very close here tonight between the Ridge and Valley and Scenic Bluffs teams. Here's the serve by Wanless. Fielded now by Kite. Back to the right side and Royal. That's going to be a net violation. And it is 23-20. 23-20. The Bulldogs will serve. Serving is Bailey Wanless. Wanless for the approach. Line drives it. Cut off now by the Panthers. Set on the right side, Kruger for the kill. That one is out of bounds. 23-21, the score. Timeout, Royal. Bulldogs within two. Royal leads by two. And I should say the Bulldogs down by two. Royal leads by two, and they're within two of going out here tonight. We'll keep it here for this timeout. The Bulldogs 16-4 coming in. Royal at 7-7 in their conference, 13-14 on the season. We've had a good tournament run, getting the win over Highland on Saturday night to get here to this level. That was a 4-1, a 3-1, I should say, four-set win for the Panthers, while the Bulldogs were just eking one out over Seneca, 15-13 in that final play of the set. All right, 23-21 in favor of Royal. There's the serve by Wanless, fielded by the Panthers. Passed back to the back row, and they'll knuckle it over on the shot by Wainwright. Bulldogs set it. Muller takes it over. Diving dig, Royal keeping it going. Nice set. Left side shot is over. Nice hit there by Wainwright. Bulldogs keep it going. Muller takes it over. Schrader back to Kruger, her shot. And it's going to be in. Muller got a hand on it, and that was it. And Royal has game point. 24-21 to score. Serving for the Panthers will be Ella Schrader, their junior. Schrader will take aim. Game point, Royal. Here's the serve. Cut off by King. Back to Lewis. Left side, here is Peterson. Drives it over. Good dig by Gruen. Set to the right side, knuckled over and in, and Royal takes the opener. On a kill by Madison Peterson. 25-21, Royal gets the win here in the opener. The teams will switch benches, and we've got set number two coming up. Royal takes the win in the opening of a best of five. This is high school volleyball sectional semifinal action with WRCO and WRCO.com.
Milk has been building champions for centuries. Why? research shows that real milk builds pregame muscle, and low-fat chocolate milk restores postgame muscle for athletes like few other beverages. That's why local players know they're going to need milk to fuel their performance. Learn their inspiring stories at GonnaNeedMilk.com. Brought to you by Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin. It's time to join the Buckle Up, Phone Down movement. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation challenges all Wisconsin drivers to put safety first by taking the two most important actions to prevent or survive a crash. Use your seatbelt on every trip and put down the phone when driving. Buckle up and phone down on every trip, every time.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's. On Saturday, November 9th, from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m., we will be having the 21st Annual Ladies Night at our Richland Center store only. 10 to 25% off on many items throughout the store. There will be food, games, prizes, and fun, and the first 100 customers receive a gift bag. So watch for ads, listen to the radio, and check us out on Facebook for this great night of fun at our Richland Center store only. Thanks for stopping in, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Since 1974, Templin AgriBuilders has been at your service for barn remodeling, machine sheds, calf or young cattle housing, garages, and homes. Talk with Templin AgriBuilder soon at 585-3101. The Templin crew builds the finest pool buildings for farm, commercial, and home, plus siding, roofing, and cement work. Get it done right and get it done local. Call 585-3101 for a free estimate. Templin AgriBuilders, ready to go to work for you.
In the win for Royal, they get four kills from Bria Gruen, four kills from Liza Kruger for the Bulldogs, led by Bailey Wanless with two kills, an ace for Jaden Bowen, and Royal's first serve is out of bounds here in the second set. It is 1-0 in favor of the Royal of the Ithaca Bulldogs as they take the lead. Now Royal in serve-receive mode. King with a serve. Dug by Royal. Pass to the left side. Taking a shot out of bounds for Bria Gruen. That makes it a 2-0 Bulldog lead. So good start for the Bulldogs. Their first lead of the night. Here's the serve by King. Played now. Nice dig by Schrader. Pass to Gruen. Takes it over. Good dig by King. Lewis centers it. Back to the middle and Boland gets it over. Royal tries again with a set by Klipstein. Here's Gruen, softly takes it over. Newkirk gets a nice dig. Back to the middle, knuckled over that time by Wanless. Here's a set, right side, taking it over there is Gruen. Fielded by the Bulldogs, back to Wanless, she'll get it over. Back row played now by the Panthers, back to the middle, Peterson over, and it is out of bounds. Bulldogs take a 3-0 lead in the second. So, where did the ball go? I think the big jellyfish Halloween costume person got it. Ball probably stuck to it. Now it's under the bleachers. Good student representation here tonight from both sides. Panthers in their black and gold. The Bulldogs in their purple and gold and white. Holly King will serve. Bulldogs up 3-0. That one dies quickly. Free ball by Royal. And the Bulldogs struggle, juggle, and it drops. Royal gets the point. It is 3-1. Their first serve of the second set. And Madison Peterson, one of their three seniors, will serve. Peterson with a line drive serve, fielded by Boland. Ball at the net. Ball put up. Lewis blocked by Royal, and down it goes. Liza Kruger got the block, and that makes it 3-2. Royal will serve again, attempting to tie the score. Here's the serve, fielded by King. Lewis passes right side. Wanless takes a charge and got it down. Put a real big charge into one and right, fed it right down the line. That makes it 4-2 Bulldogs. Alyssa Muller checks in. Front left. Serving is J.C. Maxwell for the Bulldogs. J.C. with a serve. Fielded now by Schrader. Klipstein sets it up. Gruen for the shot. Blocked by the Bulldogs, and they get a point. Bailey Wanless gives her team a 5-2 lead. Ithaca gaining a little confidence. I think they gained it toward the end of the first set, and they're carrying it over. Here's a serve by Maxwell, fielded by the Panthers. Set to the middle, Kruger's shot into the net. Bulldogs lead by 4, 6-2. Good to see Principal Greg Herbst here. Suit and tie, always looks impressive. Here's the serve by J.C. Maxwell. Set to the left side. Shot is over by Gruen. Nice dig by Maxwell. Back to the middle. Bailey Wineless sets it over. Here's the set by Gruen. Gets it over to the left side and driven over by Peterson. Here's the set for the Bulldogs and a double hit call on Ithaca. 6-3. Royal within 3 in the second. They won the opener 25-21. Here's Kayla Rick with the serve. Cut off by King. Here's the set to the right side. Shot by Wanless. Down it goes. I should say Muller. That was Alyssa Muller with an impressive hit. And the Bulldogs take a 7-3 lead. Now Brindley Wanless is in front left. Ariana Lewis will serve. Lewis with a line drive serve. Played by Gruen. Now she gets it right back. Takes a shot. That one is out of bounds. Bulldogs lead it by 5. 8-3 here in the second set of the sectional semifinal. And Ari Lewis will serve again. Lewis with the line drive serve. Fielded now by Gruen. Ball to the right side. Kruger takes it over. Got it in. Kruger got a just a line squeaker right there. And Royal cuts it in half. 8-4 the score. Well, it is a little warm in here tonight. Need to open up a door, a window. Here comes Royal's serve. King gets the dig in the back row. Lewis sets it up. There's the kill attempt by Peterson. Played it in by Royal. He'll take it right side. Taking it over on the hit is Wainwright. Lewis sets it near side, and Muller takes it. Pulled it down the line, out of bounds. 8-5, Royal within 3. So Bree Gruen will serve. The junior gets the whistle, and here is the serve. Near side, Bulldogs dive and keep it going with a hit by Wanless after a great dig by Lewis. Set to the left side, punched over by the Panthers, and nice play. Muller recovers it. Back to Kruger in the middle, drives it over and got it in. Liza Kruger pulls Royal within 2. It is 8-6. Timeout Bulldogs. Royal won the opener, 25-21. Ithaca leads the second, 8-6, here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Open season hunting outlet LLC Richland Center has what you want to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. From 17 caliber varmint guns to shotguns, deer rifles, trail cameras, and archery. Open season hunting outlet open from 11 to 5 Monday through Friday and Saturday 8:30 until 2 at 182 North Main Street, Richland Center. Or call 649-0030. Competitive prices on guns, ammo, and other outdoor needs. Stop at Open Season Hunting Outlet or visit openseasonoutlet.com.
Welcome back to Ithaca. It is an 8-6 Bulldog lead, but Coach Angie Young feeling the momentum slip away, so took a timeout. And Bria Gruen will serve, and that one's out of bounds. And Royal gives the point right back to the Bulldogs. 9-6. Ithaca by 3 in the second. So Tristan Peterson checks in for the Bulldogs. Front left. And here's the serve by Bailey Wanless. Royal sets it left side, and it's taken down the line by Peterson. And net violation on Royal. That'll make it 10-6 Bulldogs by 4 here in the second. Bailey Wanless will serve. Wanless with a run up. There's a line drive serve. Fielded by Royal. They'll get it to the near side. Taking a shot is Pipstein. Fielded by the Bulldogs. They get it over and down it goes. Kind of a surprise hit there by Wanless. It nailed the net and then walked over and fooled Royal. That makes it 11-6. Bulldogs by 5 here in the second. Serving is Bailey Wanless. Cut off now by Schrader, and then Gruen drives it over from the back row. Bulldogs set it over on hit number 2. Diving dig by Schrader. Ball hit over by Gruen. Back row to the Bulldogs. Here's Wanless. Lewis and Bailey Wanless gets it over. Fielded now on the near side by Schrader. There's the set. Peterson hits it and got it through the Bulldog block attempt. 11-7. Bulldogs leading by four. It's Royals' turn to serve now as they get a side out. And it'll be Ella Schrader to serve, the libero player. Fielded by Maxwell. Here's the set on the near side. Taking it over is Peterson. Royal sets it left side. Here's the shot by Peterson. Fielded by the Bulldogs. Muller, and then back to Tristan Peterson, and she hits it into the net. 11-8. We have a Peterson on both sides of the net right now. Serving again, Ella Schrader, the junior libero player for Coach Haley Brown. Bulldogs by three. Here's the serve. King with the pass. Lewis sets it up. Bailey Wanlin. Brindley drives it over. Fielded now by Royal. They get it over on hit number two with a hit by Peterson. Here's the set by Lewis, bringing it, and right down the line and in for Alyssa Muller. That makes it 12-8. Alyssa Muller, big-time hit after a perfect assist from Ari Lewis. And Jaden Boland will serve. She had an ace in the opening set in which Royal won 25-21. Here's the serve. Fielded by Royal. Gruen with a low pass. Fielded now. Peterson drives it down the line and in for the Panthers. That'll make it 12-9. Big time hit. And it's side out again, or serve time for Royal. Elizabeth Klipstein, their sophomore, will serve. Here's the serve. Cut off by King. There's the set by Lewis. Maxwell takes it over. Fielded now by Schrader. Klipstein rights the ship, brings it back, and Rick gets it over. Here's Boland. Back to Lewis. Now Maxwell takes the swing. Nice fielding by Gruen. Back to the right side. Peterson hits it out for Royal. Out of bounds. And it's a point for Ithaca. 13-9. Kaylee Newkirk comes in to serve for Ithaca. The Bulldogs leading in set number two. Here's Kaylee's serve. Right down the middle. Gruen fields it. Passed by Klipstein, and then Gruen from the back row drives it over. Tipped by the Bulldogs and out of bounds. It'll be a point for Royal, or is it? Oh, I guess it was. It must have been out of bounds. 14-9 Ithaca. Newkirk with the serve. Fielded by Royal. Pass to the middle. Shot is by Peterson. Blocked there by Peterson. Set again. Left side. Peterson takes the swing for Royal. Diving dig Boland. Lewis puts it over. Blocked by Peterson. Kept live now by Royal, and Gruen hits into the net. Bulldogs lead 15-9 by 6 here in the second. Timeout is called. And the ball going back to the backside for the Bulldogs. Doing a great job here tonight. 15-9 the score. Bulldogs by 6. Royal won the opener 25-21 here on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Harvest season is in full swing, and it's crucial to keep your equipment running smoothly. Arneson Service and Repair in Hill Point is here to help. Whether it's tractors, wagons, combines, or skid steers, if it's farm equipment, they'll fix it. From tire repairs and hydraulic hoses to oil changes, their skilled mechanics are ready to keep you working in the field. Call Arneson Service and Repair today, 986-4300, or visit arnesonrepair.com. Keep farming with Arnesons.
A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home. From our family to yours, compassion and dignity you'll find. Choices for you and your loved ones too. Planning means peace of mind. A comfort in a time of need, Stafford Funeral Home.
15-10, Royal gets a point back after a quick timeout. And here's the serve. Bulldogs set it right side on the drive. There is Tristan Peterson, gets it over. Klipstein, Schrader, and now Gruen takes it over, and down it goes. Here comes Royal now. 15-11, Gruen with the kill. So the Bulldogs give up 2 points in a row. Royal kind of back on track a little bit, and Leah Wainwright will serve. Bulldogs by four. Boland with the dig. Lewis sets it near side, and nice job. Maxwell got the kill. Bulldogs go up by 5, 16-11. And Ithaca will serve. That'll be Holly King to do the honors. Bulldogs by 5 in the second. King with the serve. Fielded far side by Schrader. Klipstein sets up Gruen. Here's her shot. Down it goes. Oh, she got a good vertical leap and a big kill there. 16-12 is the score. Royal gets the side out. Ithaca by 4. Serving is Madison Peterson. Peterson with the serve. Fielded by Bolin. Here's the set by King. Right side shot into the net by the Bulldogs. And that was hit by Bailey Wallace trying to get around the block. Didn't make it. And Royal is now within 3. 16-13. Madison Peterson with the serve. Fielded now by Newkirk. Low pass. Lewis recovers. Back to Wallace. Drives it over. Gruen. Now the pass to her from Schrader. Gets it over and down. And Royal pulls to within 2. 16-14. Here in this second set. Timeout. Bulldogs. Royals charging back into this one. Bulldogs had a pretty comfortable lead not that long ago. This is sectional semifinal volleyball on WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy in, easy out convenience store.
When you play, you don't want to be on the bench. But when you visit the Shoebox in Black Earth, that's exactly where you'll be, on the bench, taking advantage of service like it ought to be. Their experts measure both your feet, find the right style, and provide the comfort every customer wants. Just like owner Steve Schmidt will tell you.
At the Shoebox, we go by the cardinal rule, offering service like it ought to be.
Head for the bench today at the Midwest's largest shoe store, the Shoebox on Highway 14 in Black Earth.
Royal gets a point back. It is 16-15 now. And the volley and the serve after a drive by the Bulldogs. And Ariana Lewis gets a point for the Bulldogs on a second hit. Gouldham with the setter, putting it over the wall. And the Bulldogs lead by 2 at 17-15. Maxwell will serve for the Bulldogs. Fielded now by Schrader. Klipstein with a set. Kruger with a kill. And it's out of bounds. Bulldogs go up by 3. 18-15. Again, the ball gobbled up by the jellyfish Halloween costume over in the corner. J.C. Maxwell is going to have to... Oh, she's diving under their belly down to go get the ball. That's above and beyond. All right, here we go. Got stuck, and here she goes. 18-15, Bulldogs by 3. J.C. Maxwell with the approach, and there's the serve. Dug by the Panthers, set to the left side. Gruen for the kill attempt, takes the angle out of bounds. Bulldogs back up by 4. 19-15. Maxwell will serve again. Bulldogs making a bid to try and even things up here tonight. J.C. with the approach. Line drive serve. Fielded there by Wainwright. Set to the left side. Gruen with a kill. Down it goes. Bulldogs tipped it. Helped it out. That makes it 19-16. So Gruen gets another one. She's added quite a few to her resume as of late. That looks like 4 in the last several points. Here's the serve by Rick. Diving dig. Bulldogs can't get it. And Royal pulls to within 2 again. 19-17 the score. And Rick will keep on serving. Rick gets the whistle. Here's the approach and the line drive serve. Cut off by King. Lewis with a set. Right side driving it down the line is Muller. Peterson gets the dig. Wainwright passes. Gruen lobs it over. Bulldogs diving dig. Can't get it. Royal is within 1. 19-18 here in the second. Just when the Bulldogs look like they've got a little momentum, Royal grabs it back. Here's Kayla Rick with the approach and the serve. Fielded by Holly King. There's the set on the right side. Touched over by Muller. Ball on the net. Royal can't play the carom, and it drops in. And the Bulldogs will get a point. 20-18. Side out Ithaca. Ari Lewis back to do the honors. Bulldogs by two in the second. Royal won the opener. Line drive serve cut off now by Schrader. Klipstein called for a double hit. Bulldogs go up by three, 21-18. Trying to put a bit in to win this one. Here's Lewis with the serve. Fielded now back row by Wainwright. Pass to the left side. Gruen takes a shot. Kept live by the Bulldogs. Punched over by Muller. And down it goes. It was a little pinball effect off a couple of Bulldogs. Drops in. And it is 22-18. Bulldogs by four. Royal will use a timeout. Royal won the opener, 25-21. Bulldogs lead the second, 22-18. High school volleyball on the sectional semifinal night from WRCO Sports.
Being a financial advisor is about more than money. It's about knowing what matters to you. At Capital Wealth Advisory Group, our advisors provide financial advice and investment strategies personalized for you. We care for your financial well-being so you can spend time on what matters most. For more information, visit CapitalWealthCares.com. Capital Wealth Advisory Group is a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Welcome back to Ithaca. Bulldogs by four. Royal trying to right the ship with a timeout. There's the serve by Lewis. Cut off now by Schrader. Klipstein to Gruen. There's a line drive. Nice dig by Holly King. Lewis back to the right side. Muller for the kill. It's going to be blocked by Royal. Punch back and then down by Gruen. 22-19. Gruen gets the kill, and she is back to serve. Both teams playing pretty well in the back row. There just have not been a lot of aces tonight. Gruen with the serve. Loads this one over, and Maxwell with a dig. Lewis passes right side. Brindley Wallace down the line. Dug by Rick. Back to the right side softly. Tapped over and down by Leah Wainwright. And Royal is within two. 22-20. Here's a serve for Gruen. That one takes off. Lands just a little bit long. Service error for Royal. And that makes it 23-20. Serving is Bailey Wanless. Wanless with a serve. Hold near side by Gruen. Back to Kruger. Drives it in. Free ball back by the Bulldogs. Kept live by Rick. Pushed over by Wainwright. And Royal called for a double hit. And the Bulldogs have game point. 24-20. Bailey Wanless will serve. Here comes the approach. Game point, Bulldogs. Here's the dig. There's the set. Royal takes a shot. Touched by Maxwell up to the rosters. And the Bulldogs can't get it. That'll make it 24-21. Royal will serve again. Kruger rotates out. Ella Schrader is the server. Bulldogs by three. They still have game point. Here's the serve. King with a dig. Lewis sets it right side. Taking a shot. That one is out of bounds. On a kill attempt by Tristan Peterson. And Royal is within two. 24-22. Royal on a quest to get back to even here. Schrader with a serve. Fielded by Maxwell. Here's Lewis. Right side. Muller takes it over. Fielded by Gruen. Set by Royal in the middle. Ball tapped over. Down it goes. Wainwright pulls Royal within one. 24-23. The Bulldogs just cannot get around the Royals Panthers in that front row. And now it's still game point. Royal trying to tie it up. King bumps it right side. It caroms into the stands. And we're back to even. 24-24. And now the first one to score two in a row, which the Bulldogs know all about. They had a 30-28 loss to Seneca on Saturday night in overtime. Here's the serve by Schrader. King near side. Bulldogs collide, and Royal takes the lead. 25-24, Royal. The Panthers all the way back. Game point for the Bulldogs was 24-20, and Royal has scored five in a row. Here's the serve by Klipstein. It's going to be dug by King. Lewis gets it back, and Bailey Brindley Wallace drives it over. Here's a set. Shot over the top that time by Klipstein. Bulldogs try again. Muller drives it. Back row, Royal. Good dig by Gruen. Back to the right side. Peterson knocks it to the Bulldogs. Here's the pass to Muller. Takes it over far side. Good dig by Schrader. Back to the middle. Wainwright for the win. Dug by King. Back to the middle. Lewis, right side. Swinging away. The Bulldogs, Brindley Wallace. Back line, Gruen. And now Klipstein gets it over and hits number three. Bulldogs try again. Peterson for the win. Ball on the right side. No. It's going to be a Bulldog point, and we're back to even. 25-25. Back to even. Brand new ball game. Side out Ithaca. And Jaden Boland checks in. J.C. Maxwell, front left for the Bulldogs. Back to even at 25. Yeah, you think these teams aren't evenly matched? Wow. Jaden Boland with a serve. Fielded by Royal. There's the set by Klipstein. And Schrader gets it over on hit number three. There's King to Lewis. Peterson for the kill. Got it in. 26-25. Tristan Peterson makes it game point for the Bulldogs. Trying to dig deep after a lead slipped away. Timeout for a shoelace to be tied on the Royal side. All right. Game point Bulldogs. Jaden Boland serves. That one rainbowed over. Gruen gets the dig. Here's the set by Klipstein. Peterson softly taps it over. Oh, Maxwell, nice save with one hand. Ball up, blocked by Royal and down on the Bulldog side. We're back to even. 26-26. Now these matches last a long time, especially when you go OT. My goodness. Back to even. Brand new ball game. Here comes Gruen with the serve, fielded by Boland. Here's the set, and it's going to be pushed and then blocked by Royal. Out of bounds. They're going to say the Bulldogs tipped it. So they'll talk to the line judge. The Bulldogs asking where the point is. This is a big call here. As it stands, looks like Royal has taken the one-point lead. Now they're going to talk to the man in the tree and bring in all the line judges. To be honest, from here, it looked like Royal should have the point. But if there's any situation here where they're not sure, they'll reserve it. Tied at 26. Both teams huddling up here in the gym quiet. So everybody can rest their vocal cords for just a second, except me. But everybody else can just take a deep breath. It's amazing how you go from full volume. That's what they're going to do. They're going to reserve it. We're tied at 26. Klipstein is the server for Royal. Here's the approach. Line drive serve, fielded by Jaden Boland. Lewis sets it to Maxwell, who knuckles it over. Fielded now by Schrader. Klipstein to the middle, shot by Wainwright. It's blocked by Pearson, and then pushed back by Peterson of Royal, and on the line, and it's in. Royal takes the lead. 27-26. Royal with game point again. Klipstein serving. Here it is. Far side. Fielded by Brindley Wanless. Boland back to King. Holly takes it over. Back row, Gruen. Here's the set of the middle. Wainwright drives it over. Good dig by Lewis. Ball caroms and down on the floor. And the Bulldogs lose set two. Bulldogs got a bead on it. It hit the rafters. And then crazily caromed back to the floor. And Royal wins 28-26 here to take a two sets to none lead on the Bulldogs. We hope you're enjoying sectional semifinal volleyball tonight from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Welcome to the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update. Dairyland Transportation of Richland Center knows what it takes to meet the needs of customers in a fast-paced world. It's similar to the commitment high school athletes make. Dairyland Transportation is proud to salute all high school athletes with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
The Ithaca football team prepares for its game tomorrow night against Johnson Creek. Co-head coach David Klang talked about the big matchup last week.
A little bit more physical than we thought that they would be, and they're kind of in a little bit different defense than we were kind of preparing for. We prepared for a couple different ones, but they did a different kind of defense than we were prepared for, but they played a really great game, and it was very kind of back and forth, both offenses kind of driving but never really scoring much. But it was a really physical game that was kind of nice that we were able to come out on top with that type of physical environment.
Ithaca plays at Johnson Creek tomorrow night, and it's state cross-country weekend for cross-country runners. The Ithaca Richland Center cross-country team is coached by Eric Mindum.
I was counting it up. I think this is my 10th time down there to the course, so I can see it in my sleep now. But it's hilly. It's definitely hillier than some of the courses we run around here, but nothing like we've run the last 2 weeks now. So it'll be kind of a nice change of pace for us in a lot of ways. I think that's going to help our qualifiers.
Has the course changed then over the years? Is it pretty much always stayed the same?
It's been the same as long as I've been there. So that definitely gives us some help that we know what to expect and where the difficult hills are going to be and where to push it. And as a coach, where to be to see the runners during the race too. That's helpful.
Good luck to Clayton Lee, Ryan Stadler, and Grace Fretz as they run at state representing Richland Center Ithaca in Wisconsin Rapids Saturday. I'm Phil Nee with the Dairyland Transportation High School Sports Update.
KJ Cold Storage is a warehouse that is locally owned and operated, located in southwest Wisconsin, and is ready to take in and store products in need of refrigeration. KJ Cold Storage is committed to providing a safe, sanitary, and secure storage space. The 50,000 square foot refrigerated facility features 7,680 pallet positions ready to fill and three loading docks to keep drivers moving. Call 739-5085. KJ Cold Storage, all your needs for cold storage.
First serve underway and Royal scores and takes a 1-0 lead. They came back down with game point on the Bulldog side 24-20 to win 28-26. In the second, they're up 2-0, and 1-0 is the score here in the third. Bulldogs scrambling. They got to win three in a row, and that's the start. Holly King from the back row knocks it in. 1-1 the score in that second set. Bree Gruen had a total of 5 kills. Leah Wainwright had 2 for Royal, 2 kills for Muller, and 2 kills for Bailey Wanless. Here's the serve by Maxwell. That's an ace. And the Bulldogs take the lead. 2-1. J.C. Maxwell with the ace. The Bulldogs played really well in that second set, but then Royal just kind of woke up and kind of started hitting everything. Didn't make a lot of mistakes. Here's the serve set by the Panthers. Kruger for the kill. J.C. Maxwell getting the dig, but it caroms into the stands. And we're tied. 2-2. Liza Kruger, who had a really good first set here tonight. Again, with her height, it's tough for the Bulldogs to find a way to get around her, block, and try to block her. Here's the serve. King with a dig. Set left side. Here's the shot by Muller. It's tipped. Back row. Panthers. Here's the set to Gruen. It takes off and out of bounds. Bulldogs lead it. 3-2. And Ari Lewis will serve. Mineral Point leading Hillsboro 1-0. Cuba City over Aquinas. 1-0. Phil Nee Flipbone sponsored by Y-Connect Wireless. Here's the serve. Set to Kruger. Drives it over. Back row Maxwell for the Bulldogs. Lewis left side. Muller with a left hand. Drops it over. Kruger. Now Gruen drops it in. And the Panthers have tied it up at 3. Gruen with a good kill there. Looks like Aquinas and Cuba City are tied at 1. I bet that's a banner match. Could have easily been the Richland Center Hornets playing tonight. There's the serve. Lewis set, left side shot into the net by Bailey Wanless. And that makes it 4-3 Royal. Royal with its second lead of the third set. Here comes the approach and the serve by Gruen. Dug by Maxwell. Here's the set on the right side shot. Blocked by Royal out of bounds. Bailey Wanless's kill attempt. Got up on the Royal blockers, and it caromed out of bounds. 4-4 here in the third. Royal leading the match 2-0. Here's the serve by Bailey Wanless. Royal gets it over on a nice flip by their setter. All to the left side. Muller drops it in. Alyssa Muller playing well here in the third, and that makes it 5-4. Bulldog football team at Johnson Creek tomorrow night. We'll have the call of that one as well. Here comes the approach by Bailey Wanless. Line drives it. Royal now with a set back to the middle. Kruger swings over. Played by the Bulldogs. Oh, good recovery. Peterson got it over for the Bulldogs. Here's the set by Klipstein for the back row. Knuckled over by Royal, and down it goes. Bree Gruen. Sarah Gruen is a teacher now at Riverdale, so I don't think she's got any more volleyball eligibility. 5-5 is the score. Here goes the serve by Schrader, dug by King of the Bulldogs. Lewis back to the left side. Tristan Peterson down the line. Good dig by Rick. Pass to the right side. Panthers take the drive over to the far side. Touched by the Bulldogs and down. Madison Peterson gives Royal the lead at 6-5 with a good kick. So that'll put it back in the hands of Royal again in the back row. And Ella Schrader will serve. Schrader serve. Maxwell passes to Lewis. Left side, and now taking it over is Tristan Peterson. Diving dig Royal. They keep it live and drive it over on the hit by Peterson. Set left side. Muller shot blocked. Down it goes. Royal with a block kill by Leah Wainwright. And they go up 7-5. Wainwright put a charge into one. Serving again will be Ella Schrader. Schrader gets the whistle, and here's the line drive serve. Fielded by Muller. Free ball over, in fact. Played by Peterson of Royal, and then back to the Bulldogs. And Tristan Peterson can't dig it off the floor. That'll make it 8-5. Columbus Catholic up 2-0 on Gilman. That's who the winner of this series will play on Saturday night. Here's the serve. King, far side, fielded by Peterson. Now Maxwell knuckles it over. Royal back to the middle, taking a shot. It's blocked straight up by Peterson. She'll drop it over. It is out of bounds. Tristan Peterson had a couple of, the first one was blocked by Wainwright. The second one, she tried to pull a fast one and hit it toward the left side and went out of bounds. Timeout by the Bulldogs. 9-5. Royal leads, looking for a sweep here tonight. You're listening to sectional semifinal volleyball from WRCO and WRCO.com.
Whenever you're in southwest Wisconsin, you're never far from someone who trusts BL Signs. From the van with a sleek wrap you're meeting to the business sign that welcomes you before you step out of the car or the restaurant sign that makes your mouth water, BL Signs is behind it all. With a reputation for delivering projects on time, on budget, and with the highest quality, BL Signs of Richland Center is your go-to for all things signage. Visit them online today at blsignage.com. The old saying goes, the more things change, the more they stay the same. Sure applies to the Phoenix Center. The Bowling Alley has been the go-to for good times and great food for generations in Richland County. It's where good friends become better friends and good times become awesome memories. From a delicious pizza to bowling to a conversation over your favorite drink, the Phoenix Center in Richland Center is the right choice every time. The Phoenix Center. Call 649-7469.
The volley is underway. The Bulldogs are a return trip on a Royal serve, punched over by Tristan Peterson. And now Schrader back to the right side, driven over, and Wainwright gets another kill. That makes it 10-5 Royal. Leah Wainwright with the kill. And serving will be Ella Schrader for the Panthers, up by 5 in the third. They've won the first two sets tonight. This one rainbowed over. Holly King with a pass to Lewis. Left side, Muller takes it over. Nope, it hit the antenna at kind of a tough angle, and that makes it 11-5 Royal. Coach Haley Brown's team has really recovered after being down in that second set. That would have been a big win for the Bulldogs, and Royal using some of that momentum into set three. King with a dig, pass left side, shot by Tristan Peterson, blocked by Wainwright. Back to the Bulldogs. Tristan drives it over. Fielded now by Royal. Klipstein back to the middle. Shot blocked by the Bulldogs. Out of bounds. Tristan Peterson attempting to block the hit of Wainwright, and it caromed out of bounds. 12-5 Royal. Serving is Ella Schrader. Schrader with a line drive serve. Holly King passes to Lewis. Back to the middle and punched over by Brittany Wallace, but a lift is called on the Bulldogs. Ithaca struggling to get things righted here in the third set, and all of a sudden Royal leads it 13-5. Panthers won the opener 25-21 in the second, 28-26. They're up 13-5 in the third. King to Lewis. Left side, Tristan Peterson. Ball blocked by Royal. And down it goes. Royal's really doing a good job of kind of frustrating the Bulldog hitters. That was Elizabeth Putstein, the setter. And that makes it 14-5. Schrader with the